Next case.
Case number 13027, Anna and Paolo Fabiano seek a special use exception for a childcare center. Sections 115-23 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Millsboro Highway. The 911 address is 38330 Millsboro Highway in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is District 333, Map 14, Parcel 30.05. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
You may present your case, ma'am. Could you press the button on the microphone? Thank you.
The Department of Education contacted my tenant because she's a kindergarten teacher and asked her if she want to open a daycare because in this area they don't have enough. And it's like the only daycare that has 3 years waiting list. And a lot of people are stuck at home because they cannot work. And my daughter is one of them. She's a West Army soldier. Her baby just turned 4 months. She have to go back next week and she don't have nobody to watch the baby. I am a chaplain. I have a full-time job. My husband and her husband also has a construction company and then everybody's busy and we don't have nobody to watch the baby. I find a private babysitter and she says $25 an hour. We cannot afford that. It's too much. And she went to the Department of Education. She did a lot of classes. She got CPR and all the classes they require. So it took her 9 months to do it. And now she's done with everything. And they say she only need the authorization from you guys and the inspection from the fire department and electrical inspection, that's it. And they told me I have to give them a letter for them to go do the inspection. Approve a letter from you guys. That's it.
Questions?
Your anticipated hours of operation?
Yes, the Department of Cato is the one who gave us the hours. It's from 6:30 a.m. to 5.
Okay. You may have a say in when those hours may be.
Yeah, we're gonna have a meeting with the Department of Education when I have the letter from guys in both the inspections, and then gonna go over with us and we have to go for the time they say.
And if you said this, I apologize. How many children do you intend to serve?
The department, the fire department is going to tell us how many kids we are supposed to have in that space. But right now we have like 10 kids already that the mothers want to live there with us. And okay, for the space I have.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the answer.
The department, fire department have to tell us how many kids we can have in the house. That's why they're going to go do the inspection. But for my space, it's 26 kids.
That has to receive agency approval, because I believe you just said 20 to 26 kids.
Yeah, the department of fire department is going to tell us if we are have you can have 20 or 26.
Okay. And the water and septic system for the property?
What is going to be bottled water? The Department of Education is requiring that, but we do have water, and we have I pay $4,000 for the treatment for the water. And it's all good.
So you have a well system?
Yes.
Okay, and septic system?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many adults will be working in the facility?
Three.
So at any one time, you could have 29?
No, we can't go over what the fire department tells us.
Okay. On the diagram that we have on the left-hand side, is that a fenced-in recreation area?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Five acres on property.
Have you talked to any of your neighbors?
Yeah, three of my neighbors need the kids, leave the kids with us. I only have three neighbors.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
Looks like your property is about 5 acres, is that right? And I see that there's some heavy, there's a lot of woods on the property, is that correct?
Can I show you something over there?
Sure.
Other trees, we cut them down so the driveway will come all the way over here so we can have more space for the cars, for the parents to drop off the kids.
What's in the area around your property? Is it residential? Is it commercial?
Residential, I have a daycare.
Is that a home daycare?
No.
Okay. How far away is that from you? 3 miles? You said there's going to be 3 employees, is that right? And that you're anticipating between 20 and 26 kids?
Yes.
And is this going to be just before and after care, or is this during the days?
After care is going to be only in the summer.
Okay. And like, what about holidays and those things? So it's for summer care only?
No, it's going to be winter and summer. But in the summer, I think we're going to have 26 kids.
Okay.
If the department allow us.
Okay. But you're going to operate during the school year too?
Yes.
Now, during the school year, are you going to be from all day, or is it just going to be before and after care? But my question is, are you going to have like children who are not in school yet? Okay, so you're
children is going to be taught how to read, write, and do math.
Okay, so you're going to have a pre-K program, and are you going to have before and after care for school age children as well? So is this from children toddler age to 12 or so?
1 year old to 12.
Okay. 1 year old to 12. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
If I may, do you have any concerns about the traffic on Millsboro Highway?
No. The house is very far from the street. It's like 600 feet away from the street, and it's very fancy.
I'm more concerned about parent drop-off and pick-up at certain...
We make the driveway bigger.
Okay.
It's going to be inside the driveway. Not
but they also have to be able to get into your property and leave your property.
Yeah, they're going to go all the way inside. At the end, they're going to turn around, drop off the kid, and just leave.
I understand. By the time they get to the end of your driveway, depending upon the time of day, I would suspect it's going to be hectic. Is that fair?
I don't think so, because we're not allowed to have more than 20 kids. And right now, we only have 10 that we know already have the lease for.
Thank you.
Sure. You said you have children that are there now?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have a lease already.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I understand.
So just to understand completely, Mr. Sharp, we're just literally... Right, the special use... exemption to do it. Everything else is going to be regulated by the Department of Education or in those.
That's correct. Yeah, she would have to go to the Department of Child Care Licensing, I believe.
We have a license.
So they would have to go through those. And then you have the fire marshal, it's the applicant stated, and some other agencies. Certainly, board could put restrictions on it or conditions on it if they wish, but it is just a special use exception being sought.
Definite period.
Yep, unless the board conditioned it otherwise.
Thank you.
How large, do you have a fence already, or you?
Yes, I have a fence.
How large a fenced in area do you have? And when you're building this driveway for the parents, are they going to come inside the fence to drop the kids off inside the fenced in area, or?
Gonna have an employee outside waiting for them to get the kid out of the car. The parents don't have to leave the car.
But how big is the fenced in area for the kids right now?
It's right there.
That conclude your presentation? Thank you. You may have a seat. Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13027 for Ann and Paolo Fabiano and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the request for the special use exception for case number 13027 for Anna and Paolo Fabiano for in that the request does not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and the adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Lovengood.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
And aye too. A vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Wish you all the best.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Motion for adjournment.
I do have one item of business, if I may.
One more.
There was a I believe the first meeting in February. I know at least two members are not going to be able to attend that meeting. It is odd because of MLK Day, we meet the first Monday of January, but then we skip the third and go right to the fourth. So in February, we're going to be the second and fourth Mondays, same in March, so that we're not back-to-back weeks. But in doing so, I know that we have two members that have conflicts that night. My understanding is that staff has only received two applications thus far for the second meeting in January, and perhaps, if we don't get some by shortly after the holiday, there wouldn't be any for
Wednesday.
This week, okay. That they may not have enough for the second meeting in January. Where that poses a question, though, is we're having the conflict with the scheduling on the first meeting of February. So I don't know how the board's proclivities are on that, but certainly we'd like to try to stay ahead of the curve on there as far as scheduling and what have you. So wanted to bring that to the board's attention.